Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Even if it's just a snack for you, even if it's just a little bit of food for you, I pray that it bear fruit in your life. I pray for you daily. I ask God to bring all my listeners closer and closer to God. I hope one day to see you in heaven, all of you, even though I don't know all that are listening, but I do pray for you that we may grow in the love of God and grow in the understanding of His Word and the power of His Word. So if I keep going, I'll take up the whole time, and I can't do that. So let's take a look at the first reading for today. It is First Book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 4 to 8. See, Jezebel wants Elijah killed for slaying the prophets of Baal. That's the background for this reading. Jezebel wants Elijah killed for slaying the prophets of Baal. Or Baal. This is from the first book of Kings now, chapter 19, verses 4 to 8. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death. He's worn out. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. He ate and he drank. Then he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up. He had just had bread and drink, but he got up, he ate, and he drank. And then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, I really want you to read the book of Kings. But especially this chapter, chapter 19. Read the book of Kings. And then we turn to the second reading, which is the Psalm, Psalm 34. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look how God cared for those people way back in the beginning. Look what He did for them. Bread and drink are given to them, that they might carry out the work God needs them to do. They're given help. He strengthened, and by that he walked 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, my goodness, I think I'd need a little more food than that. But he did it. And Psalm 34 tells us, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol His name. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to Him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the afflicted man called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and to fear him doesn't mean fear in the way we use the word. It means to respect him, to value him, to pay attention to him, those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. Do you find refuge in the Lord when days are difficult? The first thing you should do is say, "Lord, this has really been a very difficult day. Please will you help me? Please will you help me sort out my thoughts?" Whatever you need to say, just say it to the Lord and then sit there. Just 15 minutes if you can. Just sit there and ask the Lord. And if he doesn't, then he may come at another hour, another time to speak to you. But trust him, because he will speak through other people. He'll speak through some things that you read. It isn't just an audible voice. He speaks to us in many ways. So listen, listen. And the second reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 30, to chapter 5, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God, as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. Look what God has done for you, sent his Son to bring you and me safely home. The Alleluia verse says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Brothers and sisters, how far have you been from the Eucharist? Well, I can't go. I committed this sin or that sin. Go to the priest and say, I haven't been to Mass, and this is why. He will hear your prayer. He will hear your needs. Don't stay away from the Lord. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Take that to heart. That's what God has for you. He's carrying us, in a sense, through this life. But he's given us a free will, and so we can turn off all corners and cubby holes, etc., and get away from God. But he is there. As long as we keep him in our lives, he will be with us every day. Think about that. And then we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 41 to 51. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. And this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread and follows him will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. That says we need to be faithful to coming before the Lord. Some days we're worn out because we've been up with children at night. Some days there are other troubles in our life, as I've said to you before. Put them at the Lord's feet and then concentrate on the words, his own very life he gives to you in his body and in his blood. And he gave it to us to help us, because we can get so sidetracked or we can get hurt by things, as I've said to you before. Please, brothers and sisters, Don't let that keep you away from God. Please, because God loves you and he will help you through whatever difficulty you're doing, just say, or the difficulty you're having, just say to the Lord, 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 please, please, will you come and help me? I've been amazed by the times that when I've prayed to God for an answer, he's actually answered my question through a magazine I picked up. He always shows his person through his Bible, through the Bible. But there are times when other people may say something to us and we think, my goodness, that's what I've been thinking about for months. And then you might just ask her other questions. In a certain way, God has given this woman or this man an opportunity to speak to you and bring God's love to you. That's what God wants. His heart is very near your heart. We turn away so much, but he loves you, and he wants you to know him. He really does. In the Holy Eucharist, I just want to read this paragraph to you. In the Holy Eucharist, our Lord is not the master who commands. He is not the king who gives orders, and whom we cannot resist without incurring penalty. He is a friend who loves us madly from all eternity, a friend who since our birth has never ceased pursuing us with his love, crying out, my child, my brother, give me your heart. He is a devoted friend who has extended his arms for long years without becoming discouraged by our indifference and our refusal. For all that, a friend who can expect nothing from us, from whom we hold everything, who still prepares us for gifts without number, so that finally he will receive us into his kingdom, give us a share in his glory and his eternity. Allow us to sit by his side, open his heart to us, and unite us to himself so closely that according to his own words, we become one with him, just as he and the Heavenly Father are one. That was written by Blessed Jean-Joseph Lafitte. I really encourage you to take those words to heart. He was a French Dominican priest, died in 1869. He knew where he was going. He knew what lay before him. And God has promised you the same. Get a wider picture. You know, when a day goes very badly and you just want to give up, just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you encountered so many difficult ways, so many hardships against you, such horror to you, and you were steadfast to the Father. Help me. Show me how to do that. And brothers and sisters, I've never said that it happened immediately, but sometimes it does. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.